Do you know what the secret is to keep a baby's skin healthy? The secret is a diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. You've heard me talk about Pampers Swaddlers on our podcast many, many times now, and that's because Pampers Swaddlers is the diaper for healthy baby skin. Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better than the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection and up to 0% skin irritation. And if you're a fan of Pampers, you've got to check out their new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes, which clean better than Huggies Natural Care and are 5 times stronger, so they resist tearing during a diaper change. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. And if you're like me and you love saving and getting rewarded for something you gotta buy anyway, like diapers, don't forget to download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers Cash. You can redeem your Pampers Cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Hi, everyone. Welcome back to another episode of Living Well with Janet, where we explore what it means to live well. I'm your host, Janet, a yogi, meditator, plant-forward eater, and all-around wellness enthusiast. I'm also a second-generation Asian American woman, an experimenter, and a deep thinker. Join me in my conversations and contemplations on the physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, social, and environmental aspects of living well. Before we get into today's episode, I want to share a little announcement reminder. I am going to be traveling to Bali for the first time this September, and I would love if you could come with me. Maybe you've been wanting to visit Bali, but you haven't gotten around to it, or maybe you want to take a trip to somewhere in September, but you don't have time to plan it. This is a great opportunity to come on a week-long trip with myself and a group of 10 to 20 other beautiful souls. We're going to be visiting the Tirta Empul Water Temple, a sacred monkey forest, doing a coffee brewing workshop. I'm going to try to squeeze in a yoga class for us. Ugh, I'm getting excited just talking through some of the itinerary. If you're interested, I'll have a link to the trip details in the show notes, and you can also follow me on Instagram, where I'm going to be sharing updates as the trip approaches. Grab a friend, grab a sister, your mom, your cousin, a partner, make a group trip out of it. This is a great chance to travel without having to do any of the planning because I'm working with Trova Trip, who will take care of all of the logistics for us. Thank goodness. All we have to do is book our flights and the rest is taken care of. Today's episode is a part two of a series on play. In a previous episode, I talked about being in my play era. I went through why play is so important to living a good life, why many of us find it challenging to incorporate into our routines, and how I'm personally integrating more play into my own life right now. In that first episode, I talked about taking a dance class, specifically a heels class, and how it actually ended up being a lot more challenging for me to get into a true state of play than I thought it initially would. In today's episode, I want to share a moment when I unexpectedly and without planning just kind of naturally found myself in a state of play. But before we get into that full story, let's chat a bit about my wellness practice of the moment, and that is eating popcorn in bed. Now, let me explain. That might sound kind of random, trivial, or maybe gross to some of you, but I grew up in an Asian household, which means that my mom was very strict about the rule of always having to be clean before you touch your bed. That means we showered before going to bed. We never wore our outside clothes into bed, all of those things. So, you know, snacking in bed was a big no-no. And, you know, the truth is popcorn is not that messy. It is probably one of the cleanest things that you could eat in bed. But let me stop trying to defend myself here and just say that the point is my wellness practice is letting myself break some of those rules that I think are, you know, not good things to be doing and just letting myself chill out and watch shows that I want to watch, hang out in bed, eat popcorn, whatever.
Do you know what the secret is to keep a baby's skin healthy? The secret is a diaper that doesn't leave skin wet. You've heard me talk about Pampers Swaddlers on our podcast many, many times now, and that's because Pampers Swaddlers is the diaper for healthy baby skin. Pampers Swaddlers absorbs wetness better than the leading value brand and provides up to 100% leak-proof skin protection and up to 0% skin irritation. And if you're a fan of Pampers, you've got to check out their new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes, which clean better than Huggies Natural Care and are 5 times stronger, so they resist tearing during a diaper change. With Free and Gentle, mess meets its match. And if you're like me and you love saving and getting rewarded for something you gotta buy anyway, like diapers, don't forget to download the Pampers Club app today and earn Pampers Cash. You can redeem your Pampers Cash for exclusive Pampers coupon savings and rewards. Try Swaddlers with new Pampers Free and Gentle Wipes for healthy baby skin. For trusted protection, trust Pampers, the number one pediatrician recommended brand.
Okay, back to play. The other weekend, I was visiting my parents. It was one of those weekends where I took a little trip home to see them and to spend some time with them. And my dad recently got a new TV for the living room. So he needed some help removing our current TV from the mount and, you know, putting up the new one. My sister's fiance came over to help because he used to work in audio tech. So he actually knows a lot about all the things that need to be done with the like electrical wires and all, I don't even know the proper terms and all those other things. But also, this new TV that my dad got is pretty freaking massive. He recently retired, and so I think this was his like big little gift to himself. And this thing is huge. Like, we definitely needed multiple hands to get it out of the box, lift it onto the mantle. Anyway, it became kind of this like family affair or like an afternoon project with Sean, who is my sister's fiance, my sister Patty, my dad, my mom, and myself. While Sean was working on all of the wires, getting the leveling right for the mount, my sister, Patty, and I were unpacking the new TV, taking it out of like the box, you know, trying to rip apart all the like plastic, get the styrofoam pieces, all that broken down, thrown away and recycled. First of all, this TV was massive. It's kind of ridiculous how big TVs are starting to get nowadays. I felt like it was, I mean, we were like one step shy of it becoming like a movie screen. Okay, that's a grand exaggeration. But anyway, point being, the box that it came in was huge. If you can imagine, my sister Patty and I are both around like 5'4". And so the two of us are trying to carry this ginormous box with all of these like pieces of styrofoam sticking out of it to get it from our house out into the garage so we could break it down. And so we are trying to get this out of the door into the garage, and all these styrofoam pieces are flying everywhere. We finally get it out into the garage, and now we are faced with this task of having to break down this box. And mind you, this TV was like 90 pounds, so the cardboard was not your average, like, thin, easy to break down box. It was thick cardboard. And in order for it to be held together, there were like these like plastic, what would you call them? Like connector bulb pieces that they use. So, you know, it's going to be a pretty hard thing to like break apart. My dad hands us a pair of scissors and a screwdriver. My dad is not a very handy person. I don't think he had a concept of what it would take to break down this box. Either way, my sister and I are now trying to break this apart and get it into recycling bins. The cardboard is really thick. We're trying to cut through it with scissors. And even as we break down these pieces, sometimes to get them, even the smaller pieces that we cut, we needed to like fold for it to be able to fit into the recycling bin. And so we're like physically trying to use our body weight to like fold down these, you know, pieces of cardboard. And we just found ourselves like laughing at each other, jumping around, making fun of each other, all of this. Here we are, two grown-ass adult women, jumping around on cardboard, falling on ourselves in some cases. We were in like our sandals and our PJs. It was a very random sight with these huge pieces, trying to figure out how to break down this huge box. One of us with a screwdriver, we found ourselves basically like we were playing the way that we used to when we were kids. And this made me realize that play doesn't have to be this very like big ordeal, right? In fact, play doesn't have to even be that long. I think it took us all of like 15 to 20 minutes to break down this box and get it into, you know, recycling bins. But it was 20 minutes of real natural play and like real natural laughter, the kind of laughter that makes you like cock your head back, shut your eyes and like hold your stomach. You know, it was just real joy coming through from us. And the other thing about this situation that really made it a state of play was the vibes. It was all good vibes. Like, this could have otherwise been a pretty stressful task. Think about it, right? Like, We had to break down this box, get it out of the house, and get it thrown away. And me being the big sister, I am usually the very serious one. If I had been in another mental state, I could have been like, oh my God, I gotta figure out a plan of how to do this properly. Like, let's tear this down. Step one, do this. And step two, do that. And my sister is usually the one that's like, she brings more of the humor. She will crack jokes or make fun of things, which I love because it balances me out. But sometimes if I'm trying to get something done, sometimes we've had dynamics where we'll get into an argument because I will be like, take this more seriously. But I was embracing letting the good vibes roll, which meant not letting this be a stressful task. And you can imagine, for example, like when my dad handed us a pair of scissors and a screwdriver to break down the box, I could have reacted in a really frustrated way and been like, what am I going to do with the screwdriver? But instead, my sister and I just looked at each other and we just started laughing because it's like, seriously, what? How am I going to break down a box with a screwdriver? But yeah, that was, I guess, lesson number two for me for getting into a state of play was let the good vibes roll. The other aspect of letting the good vibes roll is learning to work together and learning to put your ego aside and fostering a safe space to mess up, to try different approaches, to build off of each other. Like I said, as the big sister, I can sometimes get in my head and be like, I have to make sure that we're doing this properly and, you know, efficiently and effectively. And, you know, I think I made some suggestion on how we should break down this box and it wasn't working very well. And she made another suggestion and I was just like, okay, let's go with it. And instead of getting down on myself like, oh, I should have known the right way to do this, I was like, let's do it. And it worked better. And we were able to break down the boxes. Basically, like I said, play doesn't have to be this big, pre-planned, deliberate thing. You really can find opportunities to enter states of play in the small and brief moments between the everyday moments. These past few years, with everything that's been happening around the world, with the pandemic, political and social unrest, and on top of that, for my family personally, the very noticeable exponential aging of my parents. You know, my parents are 70, 75. When your parents get to that age, you really see how much more intense and fast the aging happens. There has been this kind of unspoken understanding between my sister and myself more so than my parents because, you know, we're now starting to kind of take more charge in some of the organizing and some of the planning for our family. It's a reminder to us that, you know, the world and our lives individually, things change so quickly. And in some senses, I think it's allowed us to be more gentle with ourselves and with each other, more open with each other, more forgiving, more able to enter states of play. And, you know, most of the time when I'm hanging out with my family, we're not really doing anything particularly eventful or interesting. Oftentimes, we're just like spending hours sitting next to each other, watching TV, sometimes napping. But it's just learning that you can find states of play or moments of play really in the everyday moments. Once again, it doesn't have to be pre-planned or scheduled. It doesn't even have to be that long. Like I said, took my sister and I like, what, 15, 20 minutes to break down those boxes? It's really remembering that when it comes to play, it is just about having more experiences where you are in the moment, enjoying the process, not focused on having to be productive or not, you know, focused on having to achieve an end goal. It is just about getting lost in the moment and enjoying it.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
So that was my most recent experience with play. I also put a call out on Instagram to see if any of you had suggestions for ways to play and incorporate more fun into our lives. So I position this as kind of like, help me out with some ideas, but I would love to share some of these with you because I know if you're listening to this episode, you're probably looking for some ideas as well. So I'm going to go through and share some of the great answers that I got. First, from Tara, she says, I crochet. I started with the Woobles and haven't stopped since. That is so cute. Thank you for sharing, Tara. Crocheting reminds me of knitting. I went through a phase of knitting when I was in like high school, I think, with some friends. It's such a great, like, crafty type thing. So thanks for that suggestion. I think I'll look into crocheting or knitting again, doing something with hands and color of yarn and things like that. Another suggestion from Yoma is to dress up, visit gardens, cute cafes, and take pictures. Oh my gosh, this reminds me of when I was younger and I used to play a lot of dress up. So thank you for reminding me of that. I mean, I grew up doing like different dance recitals and I always had random costumes that would accumulate and also had like scarves and kind of like jewelry that my grandma, this kind of random memory, but one of my grandmother's good friends used to make jewelry and she would gift my sister and my cousin, like all the girls in our family, necklaces that she would make. So I had a lot of like pieces of jewelry and old dance costumes and things like that around when I was younger. And I would play dress up a lot. It was something I did by myself, but also with my sister and with my friends. So it's a great suggestion, Yoma. Thank you so much for that. Another suggestion, salsa dance. I love this, and I would be so down to salsa dance. Like I said, I've been checking out heels classes, but salsaing is so much fun. I did it for a little bit in college, and especially if you have someone who's a good lead, a good partner. I'm not the strongest lead, but I think I can follow pretty well. So that's a great suggestion. If you are someone who also gets a lot of fun and play from movement, I think salsa dance is a great thing to check out. Another suggestion, indoor fun, puzzles and card making. Ooh, this is a good one as well. So actually the same day that my sister and I found ourselves in that state of play by breaking down boxes randomly, we stayed for dinner with my parents. And then after dinner, we broke out a puzzle and we just spent like an hour, I think it was, just sitting there and kind of talking a little bit. But, you know, the puzzle also allowed for like moments of silence. I think that oftentimes now when we hang out and we're visiting my family, it's so much just like conversation. And puzzles are something where you can kind of like take a little bit of time to just be in each other's presence and hang out without having to like feel like you have to occupy the space. So thank you for sharing that. And we were playing with Odd Pieces, which is a sponsor of ABG. The puzzle is really fun. It has kind of this like Where's Waldo vibe to it. So it's really colorful and engaging. Let's see. Another suggestion someone has is to try new things like surfing, mushroom hunting, and pottery. Ooh, those are all such interesting activities. The one that stood out to me of those three is actually mushroom hunting. I'm curious where we can mushroom hunt here in Southern California. That sounds super interesting. I would totally be down to do that. Thank you for that suggestion. And Kate also personally DM'd me and gave me the suggestion to check out some episodes from the Happiness Lab podcast. She says that there are funtervention episodes that give some great ideas for having fun. So thank you so much for sending that through, Kate. I will definitely check that out. And I hope that our other listeners can as well. Yeah, if you have other ideas of how to have fun, please share them. Let's all work on incorporating more play and fun into our lives for 2024. And if you are interested in checking out the other episode I have in the series on play, it was released on January 16th. It's about the heels class that I took. Also, if there are any other topics that you want to hear me cover, let me know. I am always open to hearing about what you all think about living well. How do you define living well? What are other topics that you want me to explore, want me to try out and share with you all? Let me know. That was a lot of let me knows. Okay. Thanks again for listening. Before we close out today's episode, a reminder that if you're interested in coming to Bali with me this September, you can check out the trip details in the show notes. It'll be my first time and also my birthday gift to myself this year. So maybe if you are also a September birthday, we can celebrate together. Or if not, it's just a great opportunity to visit Bali and not have to do any of the planning. I am working with Trova Trip, who is taking care of all of the logistics for us. All we have to do is book our flight. You can find more details about the trip in the show notes, and you can also follow me on Instagram, where I'll be giving updates as the trip approaches. Once again, this is your host, Janet. I can also be found on Asian Boss Girl, the podcast for the modern day Asian American woman, with my good friends, Helen and Mel, who are also hosting their own shows, which you can catch on this same feed, new episodes every Tuesday. You can follow ABG on Instagram at Asian Boss Girl and me, Janet, at Janet W. That's Janet, the word double and the letter U. With that, I will catch you all on the next episode of Living Well. Bye-bye.